Now, let's go inside the wandering mind of a coach-killing, knee-jerking nuclear overreactor named Ben Rogers, a.k.a. the Jerry Whisperer. It's time for Now Trending in Ben.
Okay, so I need a little parental advice here. Something we were getting into the other day. So on Saturday, I was taking my 11-year-old son and his buddies to the Ranger game. And it was a day game, so we had some trepidation about that. And the way it worked out schedule-wise, Miles, my 11-year-old, is the only one in the family who was able to make it out. So it was Miles and a couple buddies. And so we're getting ready to go, and he got in trouble. And so what I need to know is how massive of a violation this is.
Okay.
Is this a big violation? Is this a minor violation? How concerned should I be about this?
Did he leave one floating?
Nope.
Did he kill somebody?
No.
That's a wide spectrum.
That's, are you saying ever or on this day?
On this day.
On this day, to my knowledge, no.
Did you learn that he had killed someone in the past?
No.
Okay.
I have not learned that information as far as you know.
Learned?
Yep.
Okay.
So, to my knowledge, he has not killed anyone.
So but I can't wait to cover up a murder.
That's you, not him. And so...
Oh, I'll help him.
Getting ready to leave, and... the kids are outside. I got my truck outside. Two buddies already in the truck, and Miles is about to get in the truck. And I walk outside. Now, I live in a cul-de-sac.
Okay.
My house is in the back of the cul-de-sac, so the front of my house, when I walk outside, is facing all of my neighbors.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yep, you're in the heart of the sack.
When I walk outside, I see Miles with his back to me, urinating in our flower bed.
Awesome.
Oh, man.
Woo! Yes, number one.
Facing the cul-de-sac.
Oh, so dong to the coal.
Yeah. No shame.
Yeah.
That's my boy.
Shamelessly.
That's a good bit.
Now, he is cracking up, and his friends are laughing with what are you doing?
Kind of like what KT's doing right now. They're dying laughing.
He's cracking up with but he's got this look in his eye like, I'm juggling hammerhead sharks or something. Like, I know I'm doing something wrong. Hey, guys, look how crazy I am. Woohoo!
Is he holding a number one finger in the air while he pees?
And I'm like, man, I was furious. I mean, I wanted to go ballistic. I was like, I was so angry. I was like, I couldn't. I thought it was so disrespectful. And disrespectful to me and my house and
your gardener,
everything we've worked for. And I'm like, all right, now 11-year-old me would have thought this was pretty righteous, you know. So I got to kind of balance that in, and then in the big scheme, he's doing really well. He's getting straight A's. He's doing really well. Things are going well for him.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got one, the violation. How big of a violation is that? And then honestly, two, the bigger issue for me is I'm looking at the dynamic of a kid who gets really good grades trying to impress two other kids by doing something really stupid.
Now, are the other kids bad grade getting dumb kids?
No.
No.
And so this guy's asking a question while he's having a meal, just in the middle of the, not mic'd up, in the middle of the restaurant. That's the situation. And what I don't want to go down is this road where I don't want any of my kids to ever forego being serious about school or class in an effort to entertain their idiot friends.
Okay.
Because I think that's a bad road to go on down. Once you start going down that class clown road.
If you're funny.
What do you mean?
Well, the class clown who isn't funny, it's just annoying.
The class clown
who's funny is a hero.
Well,
the class clown who's not funny is usually the dumb kid that doesn't know any better.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but
it's like Boo Radley.
But I'm not talking about the entertainment quality for the kids,
oh,
Kevin.
Okay.
I'm not talking about, hey, let's make sure these kids are getting premium class clown entertainment. All right, son, I'm sending you to class clown lessons. You're going to work with a stand-up comedian. He's going to work on your material. I want to make sure these kids are really impressed with your dumb ass and all the stuff you're doing.
What are some of the other content he's delivered?
Yeah, right. So, no, Kevin, the point for me is not to entertain the kids. The point for me is that he continues going down the path of getting good grades instead of going down the path of, hey, I'm going to entertain all my friends.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So a couple things. Do you know what did you ask him or did he tell you, or do you know what his motivation was? For instance, Did he think there were nutrients in his urine that were going to help plants?
I know the motivation.
Okay.
To make his friends laugh.
Was it a gang initiation?
Probably.
No.
Okay.
Oh. I think he was trying to impress his two buddies by doing something crazy.
Yeah. Okay.
Which, it's peeing in the yard at 11. It's doing a rail of coke at 19. Or
now, probably 15. I mean, it could be a gateway okay, clown act.
For you.
Could be a gateway clown act. Now, there's complications here.
Yep.
He is a kid that has to pee a lot. Like, he pee, like oh. even driving back from the ballpark, we had to pull over and let him go pee. Every road trip we go on, he's always got to pee.
Okay.
So water, there's that good. Factor to throw in.
Okay.
He has a submissive peeing problem.
There are times when road tripping where there's just been, I'm in fear of that there's going to be a bladder explosion in my back seat.
Yep.
I will just have to pull over off the highway. Because okay. we're nowhere near anywhere, and I'll say, hey, just go pee in that field. Just stand away from traffic and pee outdoors.
So he's accustomed to urinating in the wild.
I think he has urinated in the wild before. And is this a case of him just not understanding that that was not the wild, that maybe facing the cul-de-sac and peeing on our house? Because he's really 7 yards away from a toilet.
Right. Yeah. That's, I mean, I think that's worth exploring on all this. There was one time where we were in the backyard and we were in the pool, and Desmond had to go to the bathroom. And he's like, I got to go to the bathroom. I was like, well, go pee on that tree. And so he's like, what? You can't? I was like, yeah, go pee on the tree, man. There's dudes out here in the backyard. And he did that. And then, like, a month later, we were in a park, and he was just standing over there peeing on a tree. And I was like, well, hold on. I didn't. My bad. Okay, there's parameters to this.
Right. But so, he's the same age.
To your point, you have let him pee out in the wild before.
Yeah. And so, like, your son, was he being – was there mischief involved in that, or was he just
– He was urinating. Right, and then, right, and then my reaction was like, oh, but I've done this before. I was like, dude, you do it in our backyard, and you don't do it – like, you don't leave your room and go downstairs and pee on a tree. Like, it just happened that this is the situation. Yeah. It's not a regular thing that you do. But it sounds to me like your son knew that because he had an audience, and they loved it.
Now, I also want to know this. Yeah, I think he was doing it to impress them.
He could have gone inside and whizzed.
Let's talk about the outdoor pee laws for man. Oh, and Tom, what's frowned upon, what's legal, what's not legal? Uh-huh. Because I know my dad used to be the, and God rest his soul, was the type of guy who in the middle of the night, or not the middle of the night, but at night, he liked being able to be in his own backyard and letting one rip, just taking a leak. Now, not in front of other people, but maybe over in a corner.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like, if you live on big land, like you're from the country.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
My comments on city peeing are going to be tough because I grew up just peeing outside whenever.
Right, right.
Because it's just what you did.
Right.
And then, you know, right now in the background, there's a golf show on. A lot of our friends who play golf look at that as one giant toilet.
Oh, so,
yeah, we did see it.
Anyone, golf, I think there's open rules. It's just kind of pee wherever.
It's the idea is, can you at least face a tree so some lady coming out to get coffee if their house is to the golf course isn't like watching you pee there?
This is where this can go bad. If this was a gateway entry point to just public urination, if this is what he was looking at, being a career public urinator. Tell the story, Skin, about the guy on the train who shocked and appalled all the kids.
Okay, I forgot to mention this on the air. So when we were doing the Durango conversation, and I told you guys we were going to Silverton, and we were taking the bus there, we're going to take the train back. And then about, you know, 20 minutes outside of our final destination, this is a bus, it's got whatever, 40 people on it. They stop so you could take scenic pictures, and there's one of those outdoor cement bathrooms, you know, like you'd see on hole 14 or whatever. Every golf course has at least one of them. Public park, here's... So for whatever reason, I don't know if it's because of the snow, but the public bathroom was shut down. And I'm walking towards the public bathroom, and I turn the corner, and some grown man is just dong out peeing into the snow. And there's kids everywhere.
I went, that's illegal.
That's illegal.
Yeah, you can get in trouble for
that. Yeah, I was like, whoa, kids, go back. I don't want you to see strange man's dong right now. That's public or indeed public indecency or exposure to a minor or whatever.
Yeah.
Like that's a different level of law breaking. That's an adult.
But he's thinking, I got 30 seconds. I can pinch this off real quick.
I don't know what he was thinking.
Okay, it's a battle against time. If I can get this done in 30 seconds, the door's broke.
I would have thought he would have been shocked when the bus pulled into the parking lot. I think that's the time you reel back on that activity.
Yeah, to finish. You
oh, he had to reel back. It was like
kill it midstream. That could damage you for life.
Well, no. I'm telling you, the bus stopped. I got out, walked all the way over there. I don't think he had been peeing for 5 minutes. I think he walked up to the – he might have been on the bus – I think he walked up to the bathroom, was like, oh, this thing's closed. Well, I'm going to pee right here. Nice. And the kids, where all these people are in the public.
And our kids, you know, and there's been, you know, I would rather a kid get out of a pool and go pee on a fence or on landscaping obscured,
right,
where no one can see what's happening, as opposed to do it in the pool.
Right.
Or something like that.
Totally
agree. But it's like, I don't, where do you draw the line in all this?
Yeah.
And what am I dealing with here? Am I dealing with just the freedom of being outside in the great open outdoors, or this is class clowning?
Say, Miles, don't do that in the front yard ever again.
Yes.
Not in the front yard.
Is it too grown man, you kids get off my lawn, for me to think you're disrespecting my house? Because kid doesn't really think about that, right?
I think that probably, quite frankly, had more to do with whatever mood you might have been in at the time.
Yeah.
Like things...
Well, I'm still thinking that way 4 days later.
Oh, so, then maybe not. Yeah. I just know for things like that when I'm disciplining my kids, a lot of it has to do with the mood I'm in at the time. And my wife gives me hell about this. Like, you made that a way bigger deal than it needed to be. And I was like, yeah, you're right. I was in a bad mood when it happened. But I always try to think, what would my dad say in this situation? And I know if my dad walked out and I was standing there peeing in front of my friends and they're laughing, he would have said, son, do you want to be a dumbass your whole life? Like, he just had these really great ways of just saying these things real matter-of-factly that made you go, oh, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, your son's going to get in such way worse trouble than that. I understand where you're at. I would have had the same reaction. It's like, my wife always tells me this, and she's like, you need to pick and choose what you're going to freak out about, because if you're freaking out about everything, all you're going to do is make them think you're crazy.
Because it's about to get worse.
It's about to get worse.
Well, it's tough, too, because I've already, like, he has an older brother who has not hit any of these same spots.
He's peeing indoors.
He's flying through without, you know, making every single mistake. And,
right.
And so, but it's very much like my childhood with my older brother, too.
Right.
Because my older brother flew straight through without hitting every single branch on the trouble tree.
Right.
Man, I'm hitting every single one of them.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I didn't want to overreact. I also didn't want to underreact. I just wanted y'all's thoughts on that. And thank God nobody was in the cul-de-sac. And
yeah, no, and that's another thing, too, is like, you know, can you be in the calm state of mind and be like, here's the ramifications of what happens if the neighbor sees it.
And what are the backyard rules in the burbs?
The backyard, to me.
For adults.
Privacy fence, I think, saves everything.
Yeah, I think as long as you just
position.
Not in the
open.
As long as, and I think you probably should announce it. I'm going to go over here and pee on the fence.
But we all live close. I would never do that because there's neighbors stacked on top of you, in the burbs.
And everyone's probably got DFW security, too, so they could probably.
Yeah. Man, I was out there the other day peeing on a tree, and Doobie from Harry Potter came out.
That's not what happened.
Did you see that controversy?
I did.
What was that?
I don't know.
Viral fake video?
I think it's fake.
I think that's got to be like some cool graphics company did that. So do you feel good about the way you handled it?
Yeah. I mean, I basically did the exact same thing that your dad did to you, but I did it with a bazooka. And I guarantee you it will never, ever, ever, ever happen again.
Boom. Yep. Problem solved.